Two survivors of domestic violence will share their stories Monday evening as part of Vera House's virtual breakfast for dinner. White Ribbon Campaign co-chairs Ahmad Rahim and Marissa Saunders say the cause is close to their hearts and it's important to speak up and advocate.
I'm a survivor of both domestic and sexual violence, so for me, it's a personal reason. If I'm sharing and they see me sharing, they hear me sharing, it might encourage them to use their voice as well.
I think it was critical to put myself out there and say someone that looks like me that's currently talking about this, and this is perfectly fine, that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to speak out. It's okay to reach out for help when needed.
The social effects of isolation are becoming increasingly apparent as we approach 1 year since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Rahim and Saunders say while that's resulted in escalated incidents of domestic abuse, support is still available.
People don't have a safe space to reach out for help. They may be stuck in the home with the person that is abusing them, so they're unable to find a space to call for help.
Everything that Vera House was once doing, they're still doing it. And that's important to know too, that even with COVID, they have shifted the best way possible.
With the Breakfast for Dinner event going virtual this year, Rahim hopes this will increase accessibility to the event. It takes place Monday, March 1st from 6 to 7 p.m. The White Ribbon Campaign continues through the month of March, and more information can be found at verahouse.org. The 24-hour crisis and support line is 315-468-3260. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.